Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that on this holiday Monday that we do have some listeners. It's always hard to know if people are out taking advantage of the long weekend. But stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Deborah King, a master healer and spiritual teacher and author of several books. Today, Deborah and I will be talking about her latest book, Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light. Later in the show, Deborah will also be giving away several copies of her book, so be sure to stay tuned to call in and receive your free copy. And I also want to remind you that on Monday's show, as always, the last 15 minutes of the show are for you to call in for intuitive coaching and tarot guidance. And the number, I want you to write the number down. It's not time to call yet, but the number is 800-930-2819. Again, that'll be the last 15 minutes of the show, 800-930-2819. Well, I'm just going to dive right in with today's guest. So let me introduce Deborah King to you. Master healer, spiritual teacher, and New York Times bestselling author, Deborah King makes frequent appearances on national TV, is featured in the Huffington Post and Psychology Today, and has a popular weekly show on Hay House Radio. Her newest book, Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light, explores the path of enlightenment. Let's welcome Deborah King to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, Laura, great to be here.
I am very pleased that you're willing to take your holiday Monday and spend some time with us and talk about your new book.
Yeah, now, I'm delighted.
Now, I know before we went on the air, we were talking, and the book isn't actually out yet. It's like about 10 days
it's
before.
Available. Well, it's available by pre-order, and I'm not sure what day it ships, but any day now.
Okay, very, very, very soon. So we're getting in on the leading edge of this, so this is fun and exciting to talk about the new book as it's getting ready to get sent out. Well, I'm just going to dive right in to some of the things that really either connected for me or raised questions for me that I would love to have you speak to. And the first thing is that you talk in the book about that we're all created from this universal intelligence that some of us call God, some of us call Source. We have lots of different names for it. But the basis of it is love. And that's my belief also. And so my question is, where does the darkness come from? Because in the book, you're talking about that we all have some of this darkness in us.
Well, we do. And, you know, it surfaces in the most benign appearing ways. It really starts when we're little. Laura, you know, you might be two or younger, and we get immediate feedback from our caregivers that some of our behavior, it just isn't desirable, or that somehow we're not worthwhile in their eyes or not loved. And so we begin to hide parts of ourselves from others and ultimately from ourselves.
Right.
And so, we split off from parts of us that need love and care, but we see them as shameful or undesirable. And the next thing we know, we don't even have them. And when we split ourselves like that, it causes us later, maybe not much later. I've seen children acting out at, you know, so have you at 2 and 3.
Sure.
It causes us to act out and to behave in ways that are not commendable and are less than our higher self would desire. And so that's our own darkness expressing itself.
And you also talk in the book about that there is dark energy that can come into us from others. And so is there a difference between that and what this darkness that that gets created by our experiences early in life?
You know, the darkness that comes from others is a lot less substantial than we'd all like to think. We want to blame just about everything that goes wrong in our lives and on others. You know, it's that brute I was married to, that's why I drink so much, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And in fact, most of our darkness comes from our own stuff, again, from experiences we don't want to process, emotions we don't want to acknowledge, and stuff along those lines.
Well, to me, that's really good news, because then that means I'm in control of doing something about that.
Absolutely. And again, we can be subject to outside and external forces, but I've never seen someone who didn't set themselves up for it first.
Okay.
So the way it happens is we have an energy field, and I know your listeners are all already on this channel too a bit, so I'll be brief, but you have a personal human energy field, and physicists have finally discovered it here in the 21st century, but the ancients, of course, have known about it all along.
Right.
And you can think of it just like a bubble, that you're sitting inside of. I'm simplifying, of course, but it's not that far off the mark. And this energy field is powered by your emotions. It precedes the existence of your body. Your body grows out of it. Your body resembles it to a great deal, and it keeps changing based on your emotional temperature, so to speak. And so if you harbor an emotion, like a broken heart, that makes your field look one way and behave one way. And if you harbor another feeling like envy, your field will look a certain way and behave a certain way. And ultimately, you can develop a lack of integrity and holes in your field. It can become vulnerable to external forces. And in very extreme cases, it can even be wholly invaded, and that's very rare. I see it very seldom, so I don't want our listeners to think that someone's going to swoop into the window and take them out.
Yes,
it's very unusual, but I still see half a dozen a year, so it's not unknown.
Well, and I know for myself personally, and you talk about this a little bit at the beginning of the book too about energy vampires, that I know that I can feel from other people negative energy. And I don't know if I'd call it that, but in my mind, but, I notice. And that you do talk about in the book, learning to notice those things and to remove yourself from situations where, like, if you have a friend, say, who is one of these energy vampires, that just choosing not to spend time with that person can be helpful.
Yeah, and energy vampires, it's one of the most common things that we all experience, so I love to focus on it because it helps people really understand that there is such a thing as energy exchange and energy.
Right.
And there isn't one of us that hasn't experienced and known and dreaded our time spent with someone who, just drains us dry and wears us out and sucks us dry and makes us feel exhausted. And that is your good old dearly beloved and old-fashioned energy vampire. It's a really common thing. And, everyone's got one in their family and one in their office and,
Right, right.
One in their social group.
So what do we do with someone like that when we really can't avoid being around them? They're in our family or they are someone in our office where we have to be around them.
Well, as you mentioned just a minute ago, one of the things you can do is avoid. And you can, stick to email, stay off the phone with them, because energy is exchanged through email and over the phone, as we all, know.
Uh-huh.
You can also, if you're forced, if you have to go see, that grandmother or that aunt or that parent, and that's their energy MO, you can remember to keep an object between you. That actually helps. Like a car, kitchen counter.
Oh, really? Oh, that's uh-huh. Interesting. I did not know that.
No, it definitely can slow the whole thing down, and the less amount of time you spend there, the better. And then when you get home, you really want to take a clearing bath when you know you've been around an energy vampire and you just feel wiped out. And instead of going, you know, shopping crazy or on a food run, you can take a clearing bath, which is a pound of sea salt and a pound of baking soda. And don't make the water too hot. Laura, that's not a good idea because it'll drain you. So a pound of sea salt, a pound of baking soda in about 20 minutes. You'll definitely be able to eliminate low-level energy exchange like that. It'll just clear it right out. Now, a clearing bath won't handle a more sizable and, you know, energy problem like cording or something like that.
Yeah, but for these really common with the energy vampires, that's a great way to clear it.
It is, and the prescription for that is in my most recent book, Be Your Own Shaman.
Oh, okay.
I talk a lot in that book about energy vampires and how to clear not just that low-level energy, but higher forms if you think you've been poisoned by worse than that and you're really trying to undo something pretty major, I have some shamanic techniques to be your own shaman that really tackle things like negative cording from other people. I also teach a technique that I only teach in person because I have to be sure I'm there when someone learns it, make sure they learn it correctly. That takes care of serious issues of energy with things like stalking or the ex that won't leave you alone. Things of that nature. I do that at workshops.
Well, that's good to know, too, because, I think that a lot of times we don't realize that there is something that we can do about that. So it's good to know there are ways that we can address it. Well, it's time for us to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away a copy of Deborah's book, which is not yet available to the general public. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Master Healer Deborah King, author of Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light. And before we talk more, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Deborah, as well as where to get her books and find out about workshops. So, Deborah, would you share that information, please?
Oh, yeah. Just swing on over to my website, DeborahKingCenter.com, and you'll find everything there, Laura, along with a lot of I have a lot of free resources. One thing I suggest is I have a chakra chart. If you just check in at the top of the website, you can snag that, and it's really helpful information about each chakra, what emotions are powering it, what the signs of a healthy chakra are as opposed to an unhealthy one, and how to fix it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice resource. And I have a great deal of material on my website at DeborahKingCenter.com.
And would you say a little bit about the workshops that you do and, you know, what types of workshops you do and the frequency of them?
It varies substantially from year to year. I do an awful lot of workshops for Hay House. So I can do it.
Okay.
Again, it's all laid out on the website.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. And before we continue talking, I do want to give away a free book to the first caller. The call-in number, and it's right now, we're going to do that. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of Deborah's book, Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light, call now, 800-930-2819. So let's see, what else did I want to ask you about or talk with you about today? Because there really was a lot in the book that I found interesting and really resonated for me. And I guess that one thing I would ask about is, in your opinion, are we seeing more darkness in the world, or are we just more conscious of it these days?
I think we're actually seeing more. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know if I know, because it's, you know, I think that because we have media coverage of everything where, you know, 100 years ago we did not, we know a lot more about what's going on. So I think that, you know, I'm kind of on the fence about whether there's more or we just know more about it. But do you have reasons why you think there's more, or that's just your feeling about it?
Well, no, I think it's pretty evident.
Okay.
You know, I think we're very focused on all the terrorism.
That's
a pretty heavy item, and it's pretty hard to miss all the darkness on television. Oh my God!
Yeah,
most of the most popular shows I can't watch, and you know, it's too much negativity to take in, and too much violence. I really suggest to people that they, the old saying, "The eyes are the windows of the soul," and it's really true. And I can really spot it in people. Who I work with, when I can, you know, sense the amount of trauma and violence in their field. And a lot of it is visual from movies and games and television. So sorry to say, that stuff does stick with us. So I really urge people to be careful about what they watch. I mean, I'm a great movie goer. In fact, I do movie reviews in the summer just for fun on my website. I think movies can be, I think they can give us great teachable moments. I think they can just be frivolous and fun. I think they can inspire us. But I am careful about the amount of violence I take in. And I'm famous for getting up and walking out if I think that it's something that I'm sorry I've you know, sorry, I signed up for it. Too much for me.
Well, I know I definitely believe that because we're exposed to so much of it on TV or in movies or games that we
we're getting immune. You know,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It really makes us immune to it. And so when we see real violence, it doesn't even have the same impact as it would have if we hadn't seen.
Right. I saw the first, you know, I know Breaking Bad's in its, fifth or sixth year.
Yeah.
I saw the pilot, and I thought it was horribly violent. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's just the pilot. So I watched one more, and then I stopped watching. And flash forward 5 seasons, I saw a summary of the show and a review I was reading, and the amount of violence in it was just intense. And I thought, oh my God, I'm glad I skipped this one.
Right.
I don't need that in my energy field or in my psyche. So the good news is, as a species, we are becoming more conscious. That may be the corollary to that. Maybe that we are more conscious of the violence that perhaps in the Middle Ages everybody was.
Right.
Eviscerating their neighbor. And maybe now we're just more conscious of it. And we think it's, you know, we're less likely to approve of it.
Right. Right. Well, yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And, there was another point that just flitted out of my head. I hate when that happens. Oh, the other thing is that years ago, I decided to stop watching the news or listening to the news. For kind of the same reasons, because even though that's real, I don't feel like there's any value to me being exposed to the majority of it. It doesn't add anything to my life. And is that kind of your opinion about news as well?
Well, except I think we need to be informed.
Right.
But I can be informed in, you know, 4 or 5 minutes every morning, you know, on my browser. You know,
exactly.
I can go to Google and get very informed in less than 5 minutes. I don't have to watch the planes fly into the tower for hours,
right,
you know, every day for, you know, a week. That really, I've had to de-traumatize people and clear trauma out of their fields from things they've seen on television. You know, it could have been a tsunami or an earthquake or, you know, we can really scare ourselves.
Yeah.
And so, again, I encourage your listeners to use a lot of judgment.
Yeah, I think that obviously that's kind of been the path I go down, and I feel like it has been a benefit to my life to not be. Well, I mean, part of it is, you know, if you're that focused on it, we, you know, what we focus on expands, right? So, yeah, exactly. So one other thing that I wanted to ask about in terms of what people can do. So you have. You have 7 things in one chapter of the book that are kind of like how to help yourself be more in the light and not as much in the darkness, or to start dispelling the darkness that is your component of it, because we're each different in that way. And can you just quickly run through those 7 things, and then we can maybe after the break dive into them in a little bit more detail?
Well, a lot of them are common sense, but I'll tell you how I was inspired to write this chapter. I was last summer, I had already turned in this manuscript to Hay House, and it didn't contain this chapter. I had announced I was hosting a workshop in Los Angeles on mental health for my students, really. I told them it was very hard to distinguish between mental health and possession, and I thought the thing to do was to get 100 people from the community to come in and work through them really fast on a day on stage and give just my key students. I only invited the top 30 to come to this thing and learn how to tell the difference between, mental illness and possession. And I just threw it open to the Los Angeles community. I said, if you're dealing with that, you know, come on in. And so, when we hit 100, we closed the door and away we went. Well, the interesting or very, I should say not interesting, but horrifying thing that happened was one of my dear friends announced right about that time that she was suffering from really a severe form of mental illness that she'd been hiding. Mm-hmm. And I have, as you can tell, since you've read my book, Entangled,
yes,
you know, I have a fair amount of experience in this field. I've had a lot of training dealing with this. And so I was triply horrified that it was a good friend. And so I actually added this chapter on to Entangled because I thought, people need to know that they need to keep their mind safe just like they do their body, that they need to worry about the health of their mind just like they do their body. They are connected.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I talked about things that are so, they're so obvious that, you know, it's almost a no-brainer. But the first one's nutrition. Laura, we just can't have a healthy mind if we don't feed it enough nutrients for it to function. It's just like the body, but even more, I believe, much more sensitive and much more fragile. If you have horrible eating habits and are living on sugar and caffeine, for example,
right?
Which a lot of us have tried. That is a diet.
Yes.
Your brain is going to become very subject to depression or anxiety, you know. And the same thing goes for sleep. If you don't have good sleep hygiene, you wouldn't think of skipping a bath every day or a shower, but people skip sleep all the time and think nothing of it and then wonder why they get anxious and depressed,
mm-hmm.
which are early forms of, that one out of every three Americans, 44% are dealing with some form of mental illness at one point in their life or another. That's a scary stat.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, I would talk about food. I would talk about sleep. I would talk about our connection to nature. We absolutely have to be connected to nature to stay healthy. We can't just live under artificial lights and crazy hours and never go outside and only go to the gym. And pretty soon you'll feel disengaged and detached and depressed and anxious again, you see. So,
right.
You know, most of the depression and anxiety our culture is dealing with are from just those simple tips right there.
Well,
it's starting really, really simple.
Yeah. And my background is I have been a psychotherapist. So I've been, you know, dealt with people with anxiety and depression. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I I've suffered from both myself in the past as
me
well.
Too. That's how we get into these fields.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. And I know that those things are so important that, you know, the nature uh-huh. and exercise and diet do make a huge difference.
They do. And I, you know, Laura, as I said, entangled, I talk about my own youthful experience with this when I was in my 20s. Little did I know that what I ate mattered. I was a model. That's how I got through high school and college and college and law school. And so I was always extreme dieting, and I would fortify myself with, I used to drink like 6 or 7 cans of Diet Coke every day.
Wow.
You know, for the caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd, you know, wind myself up on that. But I never ate, and I, rather than, no exercise. I over-exercised. I ran, I don't know, some incredible number of miles every day. Again, you know, trying to stay a size 2. And then I wondered why I had sunstroke a couple of times. And I wondered why my mind wasn't functioning right and why I was dealing with such horrific depression. Well, duh.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so I healed myself. I no sooner got a handle on it, and I woke up with cancer at the age of 25. And I have to tell you, cancer was much easier for me to handle than the ups and downs, because I was kind of, the symptoms I had were more like bipolar. I would
oh,
be
right.
manic in the spring and summer, and then horrifically depressed in the fall and winter. And I did a couple of years of that and got a grip on it, and it literally disappeared. It simply disappeared once I started eating right,
right.
sleeping right, treated my mind with some care, some TLC, my problems went away. And cancer was much easier for me to handle, because there's nothing worse than not being able to handle your moods
right,
and your mind.
Right, right, absolutely.
Very scary.
Absolutely.
Very scary.
Well, and I was thinking too that, you know, when we're in the midst of that and you go, okay, it makes perfect sense that what I was eating and how I was treating my body would lead to or could lead to these mental or emotional problems.
Right.
But when we're in the midst of it, we're not thinking straight. So we can't even see
right.
that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's time for us to take another quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away another copy of Deborah's book. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Make sure your leftovers are as safe as they are delicious. Get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible and transfer them into shallow containers. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On the Laura Longley Show, my guest today is master healer Deborah King, author of Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light. And before we talk more, let's give away another book to the first caller. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, if you'd like a copy of Deborah's book that is going to be going out in the next week or so, 800-930-2819, and give Taylor your information. So, Deborah, one of the things that I resonated with, because it's an experience that I had very recently, was this idea that sometimes when people pass away, they go into this kind of limbo state where they don't really go to the light, but they're kind of stuck in, what do you call it, bardo? Is that what you said Buddhists call it?
Yeah, the Buddhists call that realm the bardo, and Catholics usually call it purgatory. Every culture I've ever worked with has some name for a kind of a halfway house. I think it's probably fairly commonly understood that, first of all, there's an existence after death, that we're a spirit that has an existence that precedes our life. We come in, we have this human lifetime, and then we go back to spirit. But I don't doubt for a minute that in many instances, we need to clear something. We need to work on something further that we didn't quite get while we were here, and that's what these limbo areas of the energy of the universe are for. You know, to kind of clean up something that happened here that we didn't quite handle.
Right. And in my case, it was my father. And it's been 19 years since he passed away. And about a year and a half ago, I learned information about him that had been a big secret. And in the course of kind of it, because it had an impact on me to find out that, you know, there were certain things about my dad that didn't correlate with, you know, who I had always thought him to be. And so there was working through it for myself, but I also came to understand in my work with an energy healer that he was in that stuck place, that, you know, even after almost 19 years, he had not moved forward. And we did some work where we worked on helping him to heal. And I do believe as of maybe a month or so ago, I had a sense that he really has now moved forward. Are there, so I know that you do work with people to help them do that as well, people who have passed. Are there ways that, you know, if you're, I mean, we're alive now, but after death, if you're stuck in that Bardo place, are there things that, that the spirit itself is doing, or does it need the assistance of a healer?
No, they definitely, not of a healer, they definitely need the service, they need the assistance of their family and their friends.
Oh, because, they do.
Well, absolutely. We have every opportunity during our lifetime to change ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we came here, was to work on ourselves and solve problems that in some other realm we haven't quite solved. That's what a human life offers us, is all of these relationships and chances for us to cope with some problem. Maybe it's insecurity, maybe it's greed, maybe it's pride, you know, who knows what it is.
Right.
And we fail, okay? So we fail on an issue and we head off to the Bardo. There, who knows what heals it, but it seems like it takes eons in our measurement of time, and there is no time, in my experience, there's no time on the other side.
Right.
It's a very different kind of a concept. So, you know, light years may go by. 19 years is nothing over there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it might be thousands. The perception of the person there, that energy field and that soul, and their perception of it might be that they're there for thousands of years. Who knows?
Right,
we don't have
right.
a feel for that. At every culture and history, and, you know, of course, as always, our modern society, we're losing this, but every culture and history has had all kinds of services and special techniques to help their departed loved ones. That's what all you know, funerals originally for, and wakes and everything that we used to do. Now, of course, we get dressed up and we go to the funeral and that's it. We go back to work on Monday.
Right.
We're supposed to, and that's it. But in the old days, of course, we would have stayed in mourning for a year at least, focused on the decedent, trying to help them move to the light. So there's a lot you can do for your dad and any of your loved ones. A lot. It's amazing what you can do.
Well, and you know, having experienced that myself, because I, you know, growing up in this culture, in this day and age, I had never even considered it, right?
No, we're not taught that.
Yeah.
Now, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I have some things very critical to say about the church, but I have some really good things to say. I learned a lot, and as is my custom and as what I teach, is I say, take what works for you and move on. Don't get hung up on the part that doesn't work for you. The Catholic Church's case, of course, pedophilia is
a bit
of a stumbling block, but and the patriarchal notions. But I learned a great deal there, and they do teach a lot about praying for your deceased relative, and they have special days of the dead, and you know, lots of celebrations and exercises and practices that stress that.
And I grew up in a Presbyterian home, which we didn't do any of that, you know, so it really was much more the, you know, somebody passes away, you have a memorial service and then you're done kind of thing. So, so that's been a great learning for me to understand. I mean, I've had the belief forever, really, that we do continue on, you know, after our bodies die, we're not gone. But, yeah, to understand really that there can be that really direct connection in that way was really useful and helpful, and it felt good too to know that that was still there. Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the other things that really resonated for me that you just kind of touched on with what you said about the Catholic Church in terms of, you know, take what resonates and leave the rest, is that you also talk in the book about, you know, as we are working to raise our own consciousness and we seek out various teachers, that sometimes we will surpass the teacher or we get what we need and it's time to move on to something else. And that is something else that I've really experienced a lot in the last year or so, where I've really been okay with saying, okay, I think I got what I needed from this and now it's time for something different or something new. And I think sometimes we get so stuck on, you know, we idolize whoever the person is, that it's hard for us to let go of that. So I'd love for you to say a little bit about that piece of it as well.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I'm teaching a course that starts in 2 weeks on that very topic.
Oh.
And I want to tell, and I want to tell your listeners about it. Lauren, you might be interested in, in coming to it. It's sponsored by Hay House. It's called Seeking the Light. It's the companion course that goes with my new book, Entangled in Darkness. It's a teleconference. It's one of their live online events. So it's a four-part teleconference. They're giving the book away free as part of it.
Oh, that's great.
It's something you really want to think about. You can pick it up from my website, DeborahKingCenter.com. It's you can't miss it. It's this gorgeous woman in a kind of a purple scarf sort of a deal. It's called Seeking the Light. That's also the cover of my new book.
Yes, I have it in front of me. I see it.
Yeah, and when you pick up the course and Seeking the Light, this four-part course, that's what I'm really focusing on. I'm teaching all about how to choose your teacher, what to do when your teacher goes south on you. I talk about some famous teachers throughout the ages, including some contemporary ones, and demonstrate, you know, how any one of us can get to the light and then unfortunately fall from the light, get smitten with the adulation of our followers or the whole pride thing. And next thing we know, we're no longer in the light and we're teaching from a place that's far from the light and darkness. And everybody's had an experience with a teacher like that.
Yes.
Someone we thought that was mentoring us. And the next thing we know, we want to run from them. So I cover all of that. And you can also pick Seeking the Light, the live online event up, of course, from Hay House, my publisher, from their website. I got to tell you, it's such a deal. It's a four-part series. You can listen live or you can get the downloads later if you're busy that afternoon or that evening. It starts soon. It starts in just a few weeks. And you get the book for free. They ship it to you. No shipping charges. It's a heck of a deal.
Great.
It's only, I have to tell you, that's a bargain of the century. So, again, live online event called Seeking the Light. From my website, DeborahKingCenter.com, or from Hay House, my publisher.
And I'm
very excited about it. I love teaching.
Well, and it's time for us to wrap up, and this is really a great way to wrap up, because it gives listeners a way to continue with this information and how they can use it in their own lives. So again, right. Deborah, it's DeborahKingCenter.com?
Mm-hmm. DeborahH.
Right. All right. Very good.
Well, with you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. And you can start calling in now. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And you do want to have a situation or a problem in mind that you want to ask about. This isn't just a general tarot reading thing. It's about a specific situation in your life that you'd like some guidance on. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
We got a thing.
Go ahead.
to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley, and my guest today was Deborah King. You can find out more information about Deborah and her new book, Entangled in Darkness, at DeborahKingCenter.com. Some other ways to get help in moving forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We've had really great guests on the show over the past year. We're coming up on a year in another week, and you can listen to archives at any time at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can find the sign up in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Well, let's go to callers, because we've got callers and we've got limited time. So first we have Mercedes from Seattle.
Hello.
Hi, Mercedes. You're on
the air.
Hi.
I really enjoyed the show. It was fabulous.
So. Oh, good. I'm glad that it was helpful to you. That's always the goal. So what is your question for today that you want some guidance on?
Well, I wanted guidance on, as a local singer, we're located in Seattle, Washington, which is kind of on the edge of the world, the United States. And I want guidance on how to get onto the national stage, how to get the stages on in New York or tour in Europe. And I'm just not sure where to start.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask as I'm shuffling is, what does Mercedes need to know that will help her move forward with her singing career? Is that help?
That's
Is that a good
perfect.
Question? Okay, great. And Mercedes, I know you. I wasn't sure it was you, but I'm so happy you're calling in. It's nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
All right. So what we have is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is number 5 in the Major Arcana, and he is about teaching and learning. And so what this suggests to me is that are there ways that you can either become a student of someone who is already well known that can help be your mentor to move you forward in exposure? Or and it might not even be another singer. Maybe you choose to hire someone like a PR person.
Okay.
The flip side of that is being the teacher, because the Hierophant is both sides, student and teacher. And so looking at, are there ways that you can put yourself out there or promote yourself as a teacher of some sort? And I don't mean teaching singing necessarily, because I know that a lot of your calling is around spirituality.
Yes.
And so are there ways that you can choose to promote yourself as a spiritual singer that then will help to kind of delineate you from other people?
This is just so profoundly wonderful, because that's been on my heart and mind, and I received strong direction from Seattle Unity and from Reverend Karen Ludwig and from my chaplain, and I feel that calling, you know.
Right.
And so I think this is just exactly genuine and definitely in line with what my heart has been feeling. So this
yes.
is so exciting. Thank
so
you.
I would say, yeah. So looking at branding yourself really as a spiritual singer, and that may be your way to really separate yourself from the pack.
Yes, I agree. And it is definitely my calling, because Linda Mihalik is my chaplain.
Yes.
And one of my prayers has been to be the special musical guest for my church.
Yes.
Sunday at Seattle Unity. And so far, the door has been just kind of like slammed shut, really tight. I've been praying and agonizing about that, not understanding
right.
why, but I just have to have faith and just trust that God will open the door. So,
or that there's a reason that door is closed, because there's a different door you're supposed to go through.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
I've but experienced that myself, too.
Exciting. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Mercedes. And
thank you.
Yeah, let me know how things go. And hopefully I'll see you at church soon.
All right.
Thanks, Mercedes. And we have Lily from Des Moines. Lily, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So tell me what it is you would like some guidance on today.
I am in the process, as we're speaking, of moving. And I have done this cycle many times. And I thought I was through. I mean, I wasn't like completely happy where I was at, but you know, you say, okay, this is,
yeah.
It works for the moment.
Sure.
And then nothing came in with my business. Nothing happened. Nothing moved forward. And it's like, okay, and I'm moving. And it's been a very difficult move, because I've had to sort through things and get rid of things and a lot of letting go.
So what's your question around the moving?
The question is, at this point, I mean, I don't quite understand it again. I mean, is it a good thing? Is there something?
Oh, okay. So what is it you're meant to learn through all this moving? What is your lesson? Is that kind of the question?
Because I've done a lot of, I mean, this whole year has been a lot of letting, I mean, this is like letting go, and it's been major things I'm letting go of, and now I'm down to housing. It's like, okay.
Okay, so here is what came up. It's the 9 in the Major Arcana, which is the Hermit. And the Hermit is about kind of withdrawing in order to go within and do internal work. So
okay.
Can you see if there's any sort of connection for you around where you're living and your ability to do the internal work you need to do on yourself?
You mean where I'm living now, where I'm leaving? You know, where I'm leaving?
Either way, so is there a reason that you weren't able to do the work you need to do where you've been living?
That hasn't been revealed to me. And it's like my energy started to get lower and lower, like in February, and it just got, you know, it started to just get really low. And
right.
I couldn't muster up the energy to do what was needed to maintain what I have.
It was just energy. So what I would suggest, because I'm sorry, we're going to have to close out the show.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is look at if the moving has something to do with your ability to do your internal work, and if you're moving to a place where it will be easier or better for you to do that. Thank you, Lily.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. I want to thank my guest today, Deborah King, for sharing great information on Entangled in Darkness, Seeking the Light. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show. Had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with oncologist Dr. Stephen Iacoboni about the intersection of science and spirituality. Please join us. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.